Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. You know, one of the benefits we have as entrepreneurs that we enjoy most in our work is the freedom we have to determine the rules, the atmosphere, and with whom we work in our independent workplaces. Meaning, if you work for yourself, as most of us do, then if you don't like the atmosphere of your workplace, well, it's on you to make that change. You know, one of the freedoms of an entrepreneur is to determine the type of workplace that you have and the people that you work with. And it is what has drawn so many of us to this type of independent business. So if you or I, as independent business owners, want to post a scripture on our walls or take 30 minutes out of a Monday morning for a Bible study call, you know, we can because we have that freedom. Now, if you work for someone else, as you might indeed work for someone else, that freedom is determined by the owners or the boss of the company or business that you work for. In that case, you, of course, respect the company's rules and express your personal beliefs in different, more subtle ways, primarily in the way that your character goes before you as a workplace witness. And how wonderful it is when you find other believers who become dear friends in your workplace, so that you can encourage one another. You know, some of us listening work for someone else, and yet you're able to carve out time to be together, either on a prayer call or to listen back to a prayer call, or even maybe to join together with some friends and do a Bible study. You know, if that's the case, may your witness be multiplied, not by your words, but by the Holy Spirit who goes before you and makes your light shine to all of those who work with you each day. You know, a really great story of workplace friends is found in the book of Acts in chapter 18, where we meet two people. They're a married couple named Priscilla and her husband, Aquila. Now, they were entrepreneurs themselves. They lived in Corinth. They had their own business. They were tent makers. So think of it this way. They were in the mobile home business. I mean, tent makers back in that day were done because some people needed to have a mobile home, like the RV industry of today, maybe. Well, Priscilla and Aquila also loved the Lord, and they were followers of Jesus' teachings. And when the Apostle Paul himself went to Corinth on one of his journeys, he met Priscilla and Aquila. And Paul, also being a tent maker himself, became really good friends with this encouraging godly couple. We see this in Acts chapter 18, and we'll take a look starting in verse 1. In verse 1, Luke is writing the book of Acts, and he's traveling with Paul, so he's the one doing the recording of this. And so he writes in chapter 18 of Acts, "After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath, he reasoned in the synagogue, trying to persuade the Jews and the Greeks." And then jump to verse 18. "Paul stayed on in Corinth for some time. Then he left the brothers and sailed for Syria, accompanied by Priscilla and Aquila. Before he sailed, he had his hair cut off in Cenchrea because of a vow he had taken. They arrived at Ephesus, where Paul left Priscilla and Aquila. He himself went into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they asked him to spend more time with them, he declined. But as he left, he promised, 'I will come back if it is God's will.' And then he set sail from Ephesus." Well, these good friends, Aquila and Priscilla and Paul, had two important things in common. First, their workplace. They worked together as tent makers. But secondly, more importantly, their love for Jesus. You see, they also teamed up to use their love for the Lord to prompt them to travel together as missionaries to other towns and cities where people needed to hear of the Lord, all the while using their workplace skills, their tent-making skills, to provide them work and income. You see, it was very important to Priscilla and Aquila and Paul that when they traveled to spread the word about Jesus, that they did so, first of all, through their workplace, and that they provided for themselves. Again, they were entrepreneurs. They were tent makers. They wanted to provide their own income, their own provisions. Not that people weren't happy to help support them and welcome them into their homes and provide a place for them to lay their head for a few nights and have some good meals. They did. They had much of that provision. But Priscilla and Aquila and Paul wanted to make sure that they never became a burden to anyone, and so they kept their workplace skills sharp. They kept their entrepreneurial jobs to provide work and income for themselves. And then they would meet people through their workplace and be that workplace witness and find out if they'd heard about Jesus, and if not, share that with them. Well, what a wonderful encouragement for us today to be intentional about encouraging our workplace friends who also love the Lord. You know those in your workplace who are Christians, who love the Lord, and get them to gather regularly with you for prayer. Maybe you have to go out to the parking lot and into somebody's car and during a 15-minute break or 30-minute break, or maybe it's during your lunch break that everybody grabs their lunch and meets together in a quiet place that wouldn't be offensive or disturbing to anyone else. But meet together regularly with your Christian friends in the workplace to encourage one another, especially when things are challenging at work, how you have such a great opportunity to be that workplace witness. Anybody can be happy when things are going well, when everything's clicking on all cylinders in the workplace. Nobody even looks toward the Christians because everything's going well. But when things fall apart, when orders are late, when the boss is cranky, when people are not getting along, that's when people look to the Christians and say, and how will they respond now? So be that encourager to each other. Be the ones who gather together, not to show, not so that people can see. That would not be what the Lord has asked us to do. He told us to go into a quiet place to play. So meet together to encourage one another and trust that the Holy Spirit will go before you, such that when there is a chance, an opportunity to show a non-believer in the workplace the light of the Lord, it will be without words so many times. It will be through action so much more. We will pray for each other and we will encourage each other. And in doing so, we will have an opportunity to be winsome, not preachy, not judging, winsome. So whether you're an entrepreneur and you meet together by phone with other entrepreneurs and small business owners in your area and on your team, or whether you're an employee, you know, we have the power of the Holy Spirit going before us today as we act justly and love mercy and walk humbly with the Lord. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me for all the details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.